Well, praise God. Amen. Are you blessed? Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Huh? What are you trying to tell me, George? Oh. How you doing, Carol? Nice to have you, dear. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, God wants to take us deeper than we've ever been. That includes me, you. And so, I just looked up a few things. I'll get to there in a minute here. I won't name them all, but 13 times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in Ephesians. 10 times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in Galatians. 10 times he's mentioned in 1 Corinthians. 5 times he's mentioned in 2 Corinthians. 13 times he's mentioned in Romans. 13 times he's mentioned in John. And I could keep on going and going. The point I'm trying to make here is the Holy Spirit's involved in everything with God. And whatever book you go to, the Holy Spirit is in that book. He's the author, and he'll help you to understand that chapter, that verse, that book. And so we don't have to figure it out ourselves. All we got to do is ask the Holy Spirit to help us, and he'll counsel us because he's in every book. And so if you want to know how to go to a next level, you study the book that's taken you. You know, a lady approached Jesus and said, how about letting my two sons sit on, you know, as you... It was James and John, and Jesus said, can you be baptized in the baptism I'm baptized in and drink of the cup? And so later on in the book of Acts, you find that James gets run through with a sword, and John winds up on the Isle of Patmos. Well, I was telling somebody this week, when John was on the Isle of Patmos, he went into a depth in Jesus. If you ever want the power, let the Holy Spirit bring you into a depth in Jesus. The book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ. And he said, I always got revelation about Jesus while I was in the Spirit. And so you can go through any one of these books and get caught up in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and he'll teach you and bring you revelation from this book or books or chapter or verse that you've never seen before. And once he shows it to you, he's going to expect you to be obedient to it. He's going to expect you to walk in it. Not by yourself, but by the one that's showing you, the Holy Spirit. This is how Jesus comes alive in our lives, by growing spiritually. And he's in every book. Amen? If you just close your eyes for a minute. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for the anointing in this place. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for saving us, Lord Jesus, and writing our names down in heaven. We thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation, tongues and prophecy and the discerning of spirits. We thank you, Lord, that we have been given the measure of faith, Lord, and we're building upon that faith, that we take authority right now in that faith in Jesus' name over Satan and principalities and powers, over Leviathan and appalling, Lord, and unclean spirits. We bind him right now, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that your Shekinah glory is filling this place, Lord, your presence. Where two are gathered, there you are, Lord Jesus. So we expect the Holy Spirit to fall upon each one of us, Lord, that we may give you the glory and the honor tonight, Lord, that it will be not a religious exercise, but a spiritual exercise coming from the kingdom of God. So we walk in your presence. We walk in your glory. We walk in your anointing, Lord, because your Spirit is in us. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the finished work of you, Lord Jesus Christ, is done. And it's been poured out into us, into the body of Christ. So we give you praise tonight that we're going to experience you, Jesus, and your Holy Spirit is going to help us. We're not going to sit here and just realize or say things, but we're going to see the manifestations of the moving of your Holy Spirit. For your glory, Jesus, we pray these things in the precious holy name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. I got a little praise report back several months ago. My wife went through quite a thing. As a matter of fact, she had three or four reports, bad reports. And so I had to bring her back and have her checked out by a doctor who is a specialist. And that was Monday. And he kept looking at me in the office and looking at me in the office. And Betty was talking to him. And he says, "You know something?" He says, "You're a miracle," meaning Betty. And he said, "Everything pointed to this, but it's not there." And yeah. And so, well, Betty, how she's always polite, you know, and kind. That's not me, but that's her. And so she says, "Thank you." He said, "Don't thank me. Thank him. He's the one that done it." Ain't that something for a doctor to say that? Me and Betty walked out of there and said, "Boy, God is so good." So listen, God can stand a test. So you can get prayer and go back to him, and you'll find out it ain't there. That's proof right there. I was in my prayer closet for 7 months, and I said, "No, Lord, she's under my covering. You gave me the authority. She ain't going to leave here till I say so. And maybe we'll both go together." Our children gave us a big picture one time, and I got it in my office, and it's got two people with their holding hands going up to heaven in the spirit. I look at that quite often. But I'll tell you one thing. You see, if you accept something, and it's not wrong. You know, when Jesus healed the 10 lepers, he sent them. He said, "Go get yourself checked out." And they had to go to the priest, because at that time, the priest is the ones that looked at the leprosy and found out whether it was really leprosy or gone or whatever it was, and so on and so forth. So don't be afraid to get checked out by a doctor after you get prayer. Nothing wrong with it. So that doctor stood up, and he when she was talking to him, and they were going through all these different things, and I'm just sitting there, and he kept looking at me, and when he checked her lungs, he said, "They sound perfect." He says, "You're a miracle." Ain't that nice to have a doctor say that? Hallelujah. You know, come the 12th, we've been married 55 years. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. Just enjoying each other, loving each other. Now, if you people didn't make it in your marriage, don't get upset when I say that. I'm just saying that to see what God can do in people's lives, bring the victory, bring the supernatural into your life. I've been healed from MS. I've been healed from all kinds of different things. And by the way, someone's having blood pressure problems, and you can feel it on the top of your head at times. God's healing that. If you can believe that, God's healing that. God do a miracle in your life. Who is that that's having that problem? Right over there. Look at that. The hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Not anymore. Just got your healing, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the male clinic. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I don't go to doctors, but if people make a choice to go, go. We went down and seen Rose today, yesterday, Monday. And she had a knee replacement. And I'm standing there, and I prayed for her and everything else. And I said, "Did Jeff come down here?" "Oh, he's a wonderful man of God." I sent Jeff. I told Jeff, "Did you go down, Larry?" "Uh-huh." Her sister ain't here, but I think she's being transferred to rehab. I don't know when. That's quite an operation to go through and get another joint put in, you know that? Whether it be your hip or your knee. My son had that done out in New York, and he's just a young man, and it's not fun. The doctor told me When I played Russian roulette with the 357 Magnum, I shot myself in the leg. It busted my knee in five places. He says, "You'll never stand on it." That thing was bent in a way that it couldn't hardly fit into a plastic leg. And it's even straightened out and everything. And I'm standing. I had no trouble with my knees at all. God is good. God will take care of you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You don't mind if we talk a little bit, do you? You ain't no hurry, are you? Praise God. Because I know the Holy Ghost ain't either. So the Holy Spirit is in each chapter and verse. So you have no reason not to understand the supernatural realm. You have no reason to hold yourself back. Because he'll teach you, because he's in every book, and he'll bring you in the realm of the supernatural and get your eyes open, have visions and dreams and so on and so forth. God, the Holy Spirit will bring you that. Jesus said, "I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'll send my Holy Spirit to you, and he'll teach you and counsel you and comfort you." So you find him in every book. So when I see churches who deny the gifts of the Spirit and deny the Holy Spirit, it's really a sad situation, because it isn't though we have to figure this out. He's in every book. And Jesus said he'll teach you and counsel you and comfort you and strengthen you. He's in every book, saints. And we should not be in the dark. We should be in the light about everything about God. We should be in the light about everything about Jesus. You know, he reminded me today in the prayer closet, you got to keep on speaking my name. How powerful that name is. So I went in and take a shower. I said, I'm taking this shower in the name of Jesus. Amen. I went in and brushed my teeth. I'm brushing my teeth in the name of Jesus. Why do you do that? I'll tell you one thing. You keep the devil off your back. Amen. That name is so powerful. And the Holy Spirit will teach us that. He wants us to understand that the name of Jesus is above every name. It's above cancer, sickness, and disease, and poverty, and all different things that we go through on this journey on this earth. And so I start my automobile in the name of Jesus. I was doing my dog's toenails today. I done it in the name of Jesus. That's a true story. I think the dog enjoys that too, because I get sometimes carried away with the scissors. Hallelujah. So if you want to remember something tonight, you want to take something from here, take Jesus. And whatever you do, speak in the name of Jesus. See, we sometimes get away from that. But God wants you to speak in the name of Jesus. Start your automobile in the name of Jesus. If you do dishes at home, men or ladies, do it in the name of Jesus. If you put makeup on, do it in the name of Jesus. When you kiss your husband, kiss in the name of Jesus. Wife, kiss your wife in the name of Jesus. After a while, you're going to feel a real power and authority. You're going to see mountains starting to move. I started this, and we went down to a bunch of streets the other day, and we had a green light on every street. I went in the store, and I was looking for a basket, and this lady said, "Are you looking for a cart?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll get you one." I looked at Betty and said, "In the name of Jesus, you start grace, you start getting favor." See? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go back and just redo some things we done last week. That's what God told me to do. And you always want to be obedient. What has God told you to do? Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Chris, to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. One of the important things that God wants us to, you know, Jesus constantly repeated himself, so I'm repeating last week's message a little bit, or most of it. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So if you think against tongues, or think against miracles, or think against prosperity, or think against, and your emotions are running your body, and that's the way you think, according to how your emotions are, rather than what the Spirit of God is in you doing, and so on and so forth. And for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but this, his heart is not with you. What is that? Somebody added something to that. That ain't what I'm looking for. Is that on that computer up there? Well, that ain't right. It's in there? Does it have pictures? Huh? What are you asking, dear? Well, I think you shouldn't be sitting down at the table with people who ain't with you. You didn't bring your Bible? Mark that down, Chris. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So we need to learn to think properly, don't we? There's just something about that I can't go. God don't want me to go any further than that. I don't know what that is. Huh? The second part is a lawn. It doesn't belong. Yeah, what kind of a puzzle is that? That doesn't belong there. I just want us to look at, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So the process of the Word of God gets us to think properly, right? So my God supplying my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If I renew my mind with that, then I can expect God to supply my need, whatever that need may be. So you have to think that way. You have to think from the Word of God. God wants to encourage you tonight as you think in your heart. So, and the enemy is always trying to bring things in your family, trying to bring things in the husband and the wife and the children, the grandchildren, in our pocketbooks. And so we sometimes start thinking what he's doing to us rather than thinking what God is doing to us and God is doing for us. Amen? Right? Hallelujah. What is your first name? You husband and wife? What's your name? James, and yours? Pam? You know something? I can see an old clothesline with some old things hanging on the clothesline. God said from this moment on, new things are going to come into your heart and into your marriage. There has been some stagnant things in your spiritual growth. You just kind of have some stagnant things. God said there's a refreshing coming into your life by the Holy Spirit. God says that which wouldn't turn around, God said his grace is going to be with you. You are going to speak to it in my name, saith the Lord, and it's not going to turn around. It's going to move out of the way. Because behind it, God has opened a door that has blinded you. You can't see the door that's open, but God now is going to show you the door that's open. And the blessings of God are going to flow into you. The wisdom of God is going to flow into you. You two are going to come into agreement, and you're going to bring forth out of my word the blessings. God said, every promise in me is yes, yes. And God says to you tonight, what promise do you need to have be yes, yes? Yes, manifesting in your life. God says, find it, speak it, because you have the grace to call it forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. As you think in your heart, so are you. Amen. Hallelujah. So sometimes we stay in a certain place, And we just become stagnant, and we don't seem to move. You know something, saints? We got to learn, as I went back, go back early just a minute ago. I said a minute ago, speak in the name of Jesus, whatever you do. Speak in the name of Jesus. Speak in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will excite, and it'll excite the Holy Spirit in you. Hallelujah. Okay, number two, Proverbs 24:10. Hallelujah. Two, four, ten. I'm starting to feel funny up here. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. See, that's why we need an awful lot of strength from God. You get that strength by the Word of God. Because if you don't, when an attack comes or the enemy comes against you or your emotions rise up or you have high blood pressure and get depressed or oppressed, you see, and you start fainting, that's what that means. If you faint in the day of adversity, and you're going to have problems, you're going to have testings and trials. But we got to make sure that Jesus is always on our lips. We got to make sure that His Word is always in our minds. We got to make sure that the Holy Spirit is guiding us and taking us into a different place in the strength and the power and the anointing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God wants to bring you into victory. God wants you to walk in victory. God wants you to have ears to hear, eyes to see. God wants you to walk in what He's prepared for you. God wants you to come into the supernatural realm. God wants you to experience Him and not yourself. God wants you to experience Him and not yourself. Hallelujah. Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Many people faint in the day of adversity. Many people do. And we turn to our emotions. We turn to our own minds. But God says, I'm in every book. I'm in every scripture. And I'll teach you. I'll make you strong. I'll bring the anointing to you. I'll bring my love upon you. I'll bring my peace upon you. No storm will take you down. I'll cause myself to come and become alive in you. And you won't faint during that time. But you'll go through the journey and you'll come out the other end victorious and blessed and anointed and calling my name. And I shall bring my angels to you, and you shall have your eyes open in areas that have not been opened. God says new things are starting tonight. New things are starting tonight in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Say number three. Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21. See, we've got to learn to speak life, saints. Death and life are in your power of your tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. But God says, I want you to speak life. I want you to look in my word, and I want you to find every place that says life, and I want you to speak that life. All life is found in Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is in you to take from Jesus and give to you. You see, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Many people speak death all the time. Well, when all those bad reports came to my wife, I didn't speak those things. Me and my wife said, we ain't going to accept that report. See, I think it was a phony report to begin with. And you can either speak that death or receive that bad report, or you can start speaking life and not death. Because, you see, doctors are scientists, and they take blood tests, and they test the lungs, and they'll probably give you a bad report. Jesus has given you a good report. He says, by my stripes you are healed. He says, you're under my blood covenant. You are my sons and my daughters. You are kings and priests. And God says, I want you to understand that you can speak death or you can speak life. So when you get a report from a doctor, you can either speak death if it's a bad report, or you can refuse the report and speak life. God wants you to speak life. All life is found in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is in you and I to speak those promises, because He says every promise in me is yes, yes. Amen? So He says, I'm in every word, I'm in every chapter. I'm in every verse the Holy Spirit is. So there's no reason for you not to be able to receive life from the Scriptures. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. So God says, this is the third one, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Many, many people that I talk to, either on the telephone or place, they're always speaking death. What do I mean by death? Death is separation from God. In other words, they're speaking sickness. They're speaking disease. Or they're speaking divorce. Or they're speaking, he hurt me. Or they're speaking this. Or they're speaking that. You see, death in this one of these areas is that you separate yourself from God. Because you are a son. You are a daughter. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You ought to speak life. You see, you need to let the new life rise up in you, the new man rise up in you, and not listen to the old man. The old man will take you into death. It'll separate you from God. The old mind will separate you from God. It'll say, God can't do this miracle, but the Bible says all things are possible with God. And the Bible says all in Mark 9:23 that all things are possible with you and I, if we believe it, you see. So you don't want to speak death. No matter what kind of report you get, you speak life. Don't accept that. Death will separate you from God. Sickness and disease will separate you from God. It really will. Because people are really taken up with what they're going through, whether it be prostate cancer, whatever it may be. You see, that bad report you got, you're still going to speak life. You're going to speak life. You're not going to let the devil take you on a journey of sickness or disease, death, and separate you from God. It doesn't mean God don't love you. It doesn't mean you're not saved, you see, but your confession separates you. Your confession must be life in Jesus Christ. Amen? So many of us here say things we shouldn't be saying. We should be speaking life. That's the reason why I say no matter what you do, do in the name of Jesus. There's life in that name. It'll bring life to your mortal body. It'll bring life to your mind. It'll get you to recognize, and then you're going to start seeing some grace coming to you. You're going to start seeing some things that wouldn't move will now move. You're going to see your desire in your life turn around. You're going to have a desire for the supernatural, for the gifts of the Spirit, you see, for visions and dreams, which you didn't have before. But the more life you speak, the more desire will come alive in you by the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm trying to say? There is a life in the supernatural realm for us that he's prepared for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, eye has not seen. Can you turn there? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I don't even know what verse that is. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, eye has not seen, maybe 9. Try 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. God's prepared some things through Jesus Christ for us, saints. And go to the next verse, go to 10. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. See, the Holy Spirit wants to show what God's prepared for us. He wants to teach us what God's prepared for us. He's prepared a salvation. We're blood-bought. He's prepared the mind of Jesus Christ. He's prepared the gifts of Jesus Christ. He's prepared salvation through Jesus Christ. He's prepared a lot of things, you see, and the Holy Spirit wants to reveal that to us. See, we can say things, but if it's not revealed to us, if it's not coming from the new man, if it's coming from the old man, sometimes the old man speaks things and has no understanding of it. So God wants you to understand that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you what God's prepared. There's many people who sit in churches all their lifetime and never know what their calling is. Never know what God's prepared for them. You're either tied in a knot with religion, or you're speaking death. As a man thinketh, so is he. And the devil would like nothing better for you to sit in a pew. Now, we all can start in a pew, but you got to realize that you're part of Jesus. You're part of Jesus. Your fingers and thumbs and your kings and priests and so on and so forth. So you got to speak life, and the Holy Spirit wants to reveal what God's prepared for you. What has God prepared for you? Some people don't know. If you ever wanted to get into the supernatural, let the Holy Spirit show you what God's prepared for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Number four. Say number four. Romans 12:2. Turn there, please. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, if the mind's not renewed, if you don't take on the new man, if you don't dress up in the new man, you'll never know what God's prepared or God's will for you is. You've got to renew your mind. You know, I had multiple sclerosis for 7 years before I received the healing. And I went through a whole process. God said, I want you to renew your mind. I went through a whole process of thinking differently, thinking from the Word of God, speaking life, speaking in the name of Jesus. And every time a leg wouldn't work or that wouldn't work or that wouldn't work, I didn't give into it. I just kept speaking in the name of Jesus, kept speaking in the name of Jesus. Amen? And so I was renewing my mind. You see, actually, a renewed mind is a renewed in His kingdom. You see what I'm trying to say? Seek ye first the kingdom. So a renewed mind operates from His kingdom. Operates from His kingdom. Okay? And so if you are a son and a daughter, you can operate from His kingdom. That means you should be ruling on this earth. You should be ruling on this earth. Whether it be sickness, demons, whatever it may be, you should be ruling if you're operating from His kingdom. Amen? Seek ye first the kingdom, you see. Then Jesus said, I'll add all this stuff to you. He'll give you a desire. He'll add gifts to you. He'll add His love to you. He'll open doors for you to minister. He'll get you to speak life, you see. Amen? Hallelujah. So there has to be a renewing of the mind, saints, because you got the old man and the new man. And many people operate from the old man. That's the reason why sickness stays in people's bodies, because they don't realize that I must dress up in the new man. I must speak life. I must think properly. I must speak in the name of Jesus. You see, I must read the Bible and ask the Holy Spirit to help me. Give me understanding what that means. We're not gonna praise the Holy Spirit. We're going to praise Jesus. But for some reason, He sent the Holy Spirit to teach and counsel us, you see. We need the spiritual counseling in our lives, and the Holy Spirit has come to do that. So if I'm going to operate in the gift, like I just operated in the gift with these people here, that's the Holy Spirit. You see, well, if I didn't renew my mind over the weeks and months and years, I wouldn't be able to do that, because my mind will say, don't say that. They won't love you, or don't say that. It may sound foolish to you or to them, or whatever it may be. You see, you have to be obedient. And God says things very strangely in Scripture, and only the Holy Spirit can interpret things for you and bring the gifts alive in your life. Everybody here should be able to feel God's love. Do you know that? Well, only the Holy Spirit can help you receive that love. Everybody here should have peace against every storm. You know, I preached on a message out of James, submit to God and resist the devil, and we put it on the computer, and someone called us, and they had moved to Texas, and they called us and said that she had had fear all her life. And she said after she heard that message on the computer, she went in her room and she submitted that fear to God, and a peace came upon her and absolutely set her free. Submit to God and resist the devil. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Dress up in the new man. You see, if you don't dress up in the new man, if you don't let the Holy Spirit teach you, you'll fall into religion, and all you'll hear is bickering and arguing and gossip and this don't work and don't do that and so on and so forth. You've got to renew your mind, saints. And guess what? God don't, if you make an attempt to renew your mind, in other words, you're going to believe in the gifts, you're going to believe in the blood, you're going to believe in the virgin birth, you're going to believe in the stripes on His back and the blood He shed, you're going to believe in His death, you're going to believe in His resurrection, you're going to believe in that the name of Jesus Christ is on your lips, and you can speak to anything and everything will bow at the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to believe that. Amen? All things are possible with God. But if you don't renew your mind and you're still thinking from the old, you'll never sense the presence of God. You'll never get what God's got prepared for you. And God wants you tonight to be excited that God's got something prepared for you. And the Holy Spirit is going to reveal it. Well, you see, he's going to get you to renew your mind. He wants you to think big. I mean, we got a God who said, let there be light. Don't you think he can say, let there be light in you? No weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon. He didn't say 10%. He said no weapon. If God spoke all this, if we believe he spoke all into the heavens, the sun, the moon, and all that stuff and everything else, and he can't speak to your physical body, he can't speak to your mind, he can't speak to your finances, where did God go? What did you do? Put him in a thimble? If you renew your mind, saints, you'll start thinking in a big way. Because the Holy Spirit will reveal that he's a big God. And he does mighty miracles. We cannot get away from this, saints. I don't care what denomination you belong to. If any denomination puts himself or herself over this, see, me and my wife were raised Catholics. You couldn't have a Bible when we were young. You had a catechism. And I'm not putting the Catholics down. But I'm telling you, if any denomination puts themselves over this Bible, you need to say, come on, legs, do your stuff. And if you don't have a renewed mind, you'll stay right there in the old man. You'll think from the old man. You'll speak death things. If someone comes to you with cancer, you know what you'll say? Well, Sister Jane, she loved the Lord. She died that same thing. You don't want to hear that. You want to hear Jesus loves you and Jesus has healed you. You don't want to say, I'll never come out of depression. There's somebody here who's having trouble with your kidneys, and God is touching your kidneys and healing your kidneys. See, I can say the word of God, the word of knowledge, I should say, and it's up to you whether you believe it or not. See, it doesn't bother me. I've seen it work in my wife and myself and our lives and grandkids and so on. I've seen it work in many, many people's lives over the 35 or so years that we've been ministering. Well, you know, when you stand up for the gifts, you stand up for the supernatural, you stand up for healing, you'd think everybody would come. No, that ain't the way it works. Don't go over there, Mayo. He's strange. He's out there giving personal words to people. Who does he think he is? I think I'm a child of God. I think I'm a son, blood-bought. I think I'm a king. I think I'm a priest. I don't think I am. I know I am. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. See, I've worked for years and months and years getting into this thing and praying, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and just thanking Jesus for waking me up. I ain't getting up complaining. I'm getting up saying, thank you, Lord. What do you want? And sometimes I pray for people. And I'm always looking for that angel. I'm looking for the supernatural. I don't have to see an angel, but I'm always looking for it. Why am I up at 3 o'clock in the morning? You could show me an angel right now, Jesus. You could let him come in. Let's sit down and talk about this. That's the way I talk to God. I want to know your side. So if I renew my mind, I can say these things because I'm putting on the new man. My spirit is born again. Your head's not saved. Your old man's not saved. You know that? Your spirit's saved. Now, some people say, well, what is that all about? Is that New Age? No, that's Bible. You're born of the Spirit, you see? Your spirit's saved. So your mind's not saved. So what have you got to do? You got to dress up in the new man, you see? You got to dress up in a new man. Else the old man will just think the old way. The Bible says in Philippians, work out your salvation. That means you're going to dress up in a new man and you're gonna bring it into the old man, and you're gonna take authority over the old way of thinking. God heals, God loves, God does miracles, there is gifts of the Holy Spirit, there's fruits of the Holy Spirit, there is the name of Jesus. The Bible talks about visions and dreams. You see, we haven't allowed the body of Christ to expand. You know why? Tithing. If I take and say too much about this, so-and-so will leave, and he's a big tither, and she's a big, I can't do that. So I'll just keep it down to milky stuff. No meat, just little milky stuff. Then we wonder why people can't get healed in the church, because they're still on milk and they don't understand the gifts, they don't understand the cross, they don't understand the name of Jesus Christ. When I first got saved and I had multiple sclerosis, this is what God told me. Renew your mind. Put the new man on. I had no idea what God meant, but God says, in here, the Holy Spirit is in here. And if you want to know what the renewed mind means, the Holy Spirit will teach you that. He'll teach you how to renew your mind. You got to give time to God. You got to go into prayer. And if you people don't pray in tongues, you ought to ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. You haven't spoken in tongues. Well, I don't know about that. By the time you decide to speak in tongues, you may be saying, hi, Jesus. And you ain't going to need it up there. I had a Baptist pastor come in my house one time, and I said, what's this thing about speaking? It's the same guy that led me and my wife to Jesus. I said, what is this thing about speaking in tongues? Well, he said, if you go to France, you can understand their language. You can speak in French. I said, oh. We was having a Bible study one time. Me and my wife were invited. We went over there, and Betty said, we were sitting on the floor in a round circle, and Betty said, what's the Holy Spirit? And the lady said, don't ever touch that. I looked at Betty, and Betty looked at me. You know what she told us to do? We went home and sat up till midnight, went through every scripture trying to find out what the Holy Spirit was. I'm going to touch it. It's in scripture. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Turn to John 20, 31. Say, I'm going to renew my mind. I'm going to dress up the new man. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life. Where? So if you want life, and I said earlier, you need to speak his name. You'll have life in his name. So whatever you do, speak in the name of Jesus. And life will come alive in you. Whose life? His life. His spirit, his anointing will break the yoke of bondage. Believing, you may have life in his name. I understand there's salvation, just calling upon his name, you can get saved and everything else. But if you're born again, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, you want life to come to you, you want his life to come alive in you, speak the name of Jesus. Speak the name of Jesus. Renew your mind with the name of Jesus. Get Jesus in your mind. Think Jesus all the time. Say Jesus. No matter what you're doing, speak Jesus. You don't have to yell it out. All you got to do is speak things. Whenever you do it, do it all in the name of Jesus. Speak the name of Jesus. In life, the Spirit of God will come alive in your life. Just little things like this, saints, will bring you into a whole new realm. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Ephesians 1:13. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promises. Now listen, saints, Jesus said, every promise in me is yes, yes. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promises. He can release promises in your life. If he promised to supply all your need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus, he'll supply it. Because you have the Holy Spirit. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promises. And the Holy Spirit of the promises are in Jesus Christ. Every promise Jesus said in me is yes, yes. Do you want a promise to manifest in your life? The Holy Spirit has got you, you're sealed, and he wants to bring forth that promise that you're looking for. Instead of you fighting and arguing, turning around three times and spitting everything else, he wants to bring that promise alive in your life. Every promise is yes. And was sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. See, I go through Scripture and I renew my mind with all the promises. I'm always speaking promises. I'm not waiting for God to bring them to me. I got them right here and I'm speaking promises. He promised that there would be visions and dreams. He promised there would be miracles, gifts of miracles, or the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He promised, in my name, you have authority over the devil and principalities and powers. And he promised that. He promised you're washed in the blood. If the devil's reminding you from some sin or someone else's, say, it's washed in the blood. God, the Holy Spirit, will never remind you of something that's under the blood. He can't. And that's a promise of God that you're washed in the blood. Amen? Hallelujah. So you renew your mind with that. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. You have all the promises. The promises, the Holy Spirit will bring those promises to you. He'll bring them alive into you. You see, if I'm saved, I want to know what promises come with being saved. What do I get? Now, I didn't get saved with that in mind, but I do know that the Word of God encourages me. There's a lot of blessings that come after you're saved. And he wants to reveal them promises to you. Amen? Say, I'm healed. In Jesus' name. You don't have to do an awful lot, saints. I'm talking about there's people here tonight that God wants to give visions and dreams to. God wants to show you the supernatural. The reason why he doesn't show when you're awake, although after you're spiritually mature, you can have visions, okay? But if he can't get you that way, then he'll do it when you're dreaming. You're sleeping. He'll give you a dream. See, listen, saints, I think we've missed so much of God. I think we've been tied up in knots with religion and all kinds of different things. Even our flesh. I don't want to do that. That doesn't make any sense to me. Well, spiritual things don't make sense to your mind, the old man. It don't make sense to it. When I was in the booze and drugs, even back then, I was trying to find something supernatural. The funny cigarettes didn't do it. But anytime anybody talked about spiritual things, I was really interested in it. It may have been the wrong spirit, but when I got saved, I read in here there's some things that I can experience. God says if you'll renew your mind, if you'll start thinking differently, if you'll put on the new man, your old man cannot understand God. The mind is enmity against God. It doesn't have the ability to believe God. Your mind, that thing that's stuck on your shoulders, don't have the ability to believe God. You believe God by the Holy Spirit. He teaches you. You see, he shows you things. Amen? You're blessed people. Sealed by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Philippians 9:10. That's 1:10, 9:10. What did I say? There is no nine. See, even me sometimes. What did I say? 2-9? Try 2-9. 2-9. I got Chris all messed up there. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, given him the name which is above every name. I'm going to renew my mind with the name of Jesus, because his name is above everything, above sickness, disease, poverty, demons, principalities and powers, even above my old man, this mind here. He's above that. So I'm going to draw on the Holy Spirit within me. I'm going to start speaking in the name of Jesus, you say, and everything I speak from the new man is going to destroy the things in the old man. If the old man's got stinking thinking, he's got generational curses. I'm this way because of mom. I'm this way because of dad. That's the old man. I'm this way because of this. I'm with this way because of this. No, Jesus said, I've made you brand new. I've made you brand new. I've made you brand new. You're washed in the blood. You see, this name is above every name. So you don't want to receive things from a mind that doesn't have the ability to serve God or to believe God. Your ability is in the Holy Spirit. Your ability is in the Word of God. Your ability is in putting on the new man. Hallelujah. So you don't want to listen to reports that come from your mind about God. See, we're charismatic. People say, I don't want to be charismatic. I was raised, no. You know, Jesus was charismatic. The Holy Spirit's charismatic. That's all that means, is one who operates in the gifts. You know something? I just saw a number 10, and there's somebody here for 10 years. God has been pulling at your heartstrings, and you have turned it down because of your religious beliefs. 10 years. And God said, it's time to awake. It's time to leave the old man. It's time to put on the new man. It's time to speak life. It's time to speak the name of Jesus. It's time to renew your mind. It's time to stop putting up with the old man who says, God can't do that. God won't do that. God don't do that no more. You need to rebuke that in the name of Jesus. God can change any situation. Physically, spiritually, financially. God wants to encourage you. The devil wants to keep you in sickness. You know why? When you're in sickness, the devil is saying, see, I told you there's no God. Then why are you sick? Do you know how many times me and my wife have battled things? Do you know how many times I have battled my own mind? For praying in the Spirit and laying hands on people and giving them words. I used to get up at night at home and I thought I was going to lose my mind. But every time I said, help me, Jesus, the demon left. Do you think I just popped out of a closet like Superman said, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. You got to renew your mind, saints. If you don't listen to Ellery, listen to the chicken. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I told you I'm different. So, go to 10 on that one, if you would, Chris, please. 2:10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on the earth, and those under the earth. Hell itself will bow. Hell itself will bow. If you get the renewed mind and you start speaking the name of Jesus and you start speaking life, I tell you what, that's why he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Because the church is supposed to be speaking in the name of Jesus. The church is supposed to be walking according to the word. Not the old man, not religion, but the new man. Putting on the new man. Born of the Spirit. It didn't say you was born of the flesh. It says you was born of the Spirit. And that which is spirit, Jesus said in John. Everything. Hell will bow. The devil will bow. Principalities and powers will bow. Leviathan, that little spirit that runs around that makes all this confusion, you see, about certain things. Leviathan, it's always twisting things. He'll bow in the name of Jesus. Apollyon, who's come to destroy churches, you see, he'll bow in the name of Jesus. Unclean spirits, they'll bow in the name of Jesus. And he'll go back into the hole from which they came. Become a singed hot dog. Hallelujah. Even us should bow at the name of Jesus. The holy presence of Jesus is in this room right now. The holy presence of Jesus. And when he's here, manifested, his spirit starts to rise up. So if you've come here for something, if you can believe where two are gathered in my name, there I am, can you believe he's here? The Shekinah glory is filling this place. Don't run now. Don't run. Lock the doors. Hallelujah. Let's go to worship here for a second. Ten in the orange, Jeff, please. Listen to this one now. Just close your eyes and let his presence fill this room some more. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Praise you, O God. There is no other one.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Does anybody in here have an appointment coming up this week? This next week, does anybody have an appointment to meet with somebody? I don't know if it's a job. I don't know if it's a doctor. I don't know what it is. But an appointment. Does anybody have an appointment coming up? Well, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Well, whatever it is, it has been revealed. But God is going to, you're going to have favor. Whatever that appointment is about, if it's about a loan, if it's about a job, if it's about a doctor, you're going to have favor. God's going to give you grace. Raise your hands again. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now listen, saints, this is the word of God from the Holy Spirit. He said you're going to have favor. So getting up, is it Monday or Tuesday? It wouldn't be Monday, it's a holiday. Is it Tuesday, Wednesday, when is it? Is it after Monday? Huh? Speak. Thank you. My God. This is like pulling teeth. Hallelujah. You're going to speak the name of Jesus all the way up to your meeting, your appointment. You're going to speak the name of Jesus, and you're going to see grace because you're going to speak life. You're going to see grace on your behalf. Amen? See, God's concerned about those appointments. Whatever they are. You don't have to tell me what they are. I don't even want to know what they are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Someone here has been missing some money, and God's going to replace it. I don't know if it was stolen, but someone's been missing some money, and God's going to return it to you. God's going to return it to you. Are you listening? Are you missing some money, Carol? Anybody else missing some money? Look at this. God's ministering to us. He loves us. He wants to bless us. If you're missing money, don't worry about it. God said he'll bring it back. You missing money? Everybody's missing money. You got to get a bigger safe or something. I saw a purse, looked like a purse. It was black, about that big, and it was zipped open, and there was nothing in it. That's where I got the word from. I mean, you wouldn't put candy in there. You'd put money in there. See? God's concerned about that. He's concerned about your appointments. He's concerned about money that you're missing. See, listen, saints. We got the Holy Ghost promises. We're sealed. If the devil stole all of you, God will make him return it 7 times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Does someone have someone here who's not really fit, you're concerned about, they have some kind of illness? Not you, but someone else? Illness? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. You saw the hands, Lord. You're in this place with us, Lord Jesus. And right now, Lord, we bind you, Satan, from these people. We bind that sickness, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that your promises, Lord, I command the hand of God to touch these people and heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, and we'll always bring attention to you, Lord Jesus. It's not us, but it's us walking in our rights, walking in the promises, sealed by the Holy Ghost, renewed mind, Lord, and we're going to confess life in our lives. We're going to confess life into their lives in the name of Jesus. That's your life, Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, if a bad report comes, don't receive the report. Don't receive it. I know maybe the individual may try to receive it, but you stand on behalf of them. Don't receive it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is your first name, dear, right there? No, right there. No, she's hiding on me now. Yeah. Carrie, I just see, when I looked at you, I just saw a drape open up like a curtain. God's going to open some things up to you. God's going to let you see him, see his love, see his mercy. There's a struggle in your life in the area that God wants to give you that mercy and God wants to give you that peace. God wants to show you how long-suffering he is towards you. You have struggled in some areas, but God says you're coming out of it tonight. You're going to be refreshed tonight. There's going to be a spirit rise up in you, which is his spirit, the anointing, and it's going to break the yoke of bondage. I'm going to come back here and touch you, and I'm telling you, what's going on in your mind is going to leave right now in Jesus' name. What's going on in your mind is going to relieve right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I command it all right now. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Oh, we just release the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus into her life right now. The peace of Jesus. Love on her, Jesus. Long-suffering towards her, Lord Jesus. Let your mercy rise up in her, Lord Jesus. Let her see a bright, shiny day ahead of her, Lord. Let us see a highway of holiness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It's broken. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's some people who are going to take a spiritual journey. I'm going to say in the next 3 days, you're going to have a spiritual journey. I don't know if it's going to be a dream or a vision, but you're going to have a spiritual journey. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, write it all down and be obedient to it. I don't care if the highway looks like it's closed from here to Boston. Don't pay attention to it. Don't pay attention to it. God will supply your need. God will supply your need in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Is this husband and wife back here, right here? The green and the... Are you husband and wife? I'm looking at you. God wants to put a purple robe on you. God says you're more special than that you believe. You're more special to him, and God says he wants you to experience him. He's willing right now to put a robe on you. It'll absolutely change you. There's an anointed robe, meaning the mantle. The mantle of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And in that presence, that purple is that presence, the closeness of Jesus into your lives. God says he's willing to take you and change you and give you great desires for him. The fallen, a great love in fall in love with Jesus. But God says, right between the two of you, I can see like a piece of cardboard or something. And God says he's removing that cardboard, and you two are going to come in agreement. There's one here who seems to be wanting spiritual things, and the other one's not quite sure, but God says that cardboard has been removed. You're now going to come into agreement. Now your mind, your natural mind, will still think the same way, but as you renew your mind and say, I'm putting on the new man, help me, Holy Spirit, you'll receive what God is saying to you tonight. There's a freshness. I can see a little small cloud over your head, and there's dew coming out of the cloud, a presence of God coming out of the cloud. It's going to touch the both of you right now. I'm going to come back to you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch them, two of them right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. I just release the anointing in their lives, Lord. Give them the desire. I break every assignment of Satan. I break every religious spirit off them in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they'll come into agreement. I thank you, Lord, that they'll just trust and have faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ, and confidence in you, Lord Jesus, that was spoken into their lives tonight will come to pass, and they won't allow the devil to come in and steal it. They won't let no religious steal it, but they'll just come alive as priests and kings and walk together in agreement, Lord, because how can two walk together unless they agree? So we thank you, Lord, that they agree with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God, and it shall explode in them. Things will change in their spirits, in the spirit realm. There's things going on right now. There's things God is drawing you. I can see two magnets, not again that are being drawn to each other. You're being drawn by the Holy Spirit into a whole new place. You will be obedient, God says, because He'll help you. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command every thought that the enemy's thrown in there. I hold up the shield of faith and command every thought to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody here who's got a pain in your heart. It doesn't mean your physical heart hurts, but you've got a pain in your heart about something. And God wants to take it out of there. God wants to heal that pain. I don't know if someone's hurt you. I don't know if someone's come, what they've come against. I don't know what they've done. But you have a pain in your heart. And God says, tonight is your night. He'll remove that pain if you're willing to let go of it. Some people like to live in pain. Do you know that? You know, there's a lot of people who cut themselves and do all kinds of things for pain because of something in their lives and so on and so forth. But you are blessed tonight because God said He'll take that pain if you let Him. He'll take that pain if you let Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not gonna point you out. I'm just going to ask if anybody needs prayer tonight. Hallelujah. If you'll come up here, God will touch you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. What's your name back here? In the shirt? Yeah, you? Uh-huh. John. I think you told me that before. Hi, Carol. God has opened the door. You know the Bible talks about any door I open, no man will close, any door. You're going on a different journey. There has been, you have started with some journeys with the Lord, and there has been things thrown in front of you that's really discouraged you. You don't seem to be able to get through. God says the journey that I'm pushing you on now, I by the power of my tongue, the Lord says, I'm going to speak those things that are in front of you, and they're going to move, and you're going to have clear sailing. All you got to do is believe and receive and have confidence in God, because it's not over, because God said it's not over, so you got to receive it's not over, and you must walk on this journey and receive the blessings of God, because God says He's opened a door for you, and now He's going to bring you to the edge of the door, and He's going to see if you'll be obedient. I can tell you a little story about a guy who was in the hospital one time, and he was loaded with cancer, and he was down to 90 pounds. Jesus appeared at the head of the bed, I mean the foot of the bed, and he had his healing, and he asked the man to get out of the bed, and the man couldn't get out of the bed because he hadn't retrained, he hadn't renewed his mind, he just couldn't see. Even though he saw Jesus, he couldn't get out of that bed, and so he died in that bed. And so God says he don't want you to die in that position. He wants you to come alive with it, because God is handing you something tonight. God is giving you direction tonight. And God is opening doors for you tonight. And say it to the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wow, look at this. Wonderful. Praise God. I'm going to be blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
How you doing, young man?
Blessings.
Blessings? Thank you. Hallelujah. Is that, get that oil up there, will you, Mark, please? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Just give me a bunch of you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. How you, young man? You good? You doing good? Is your dad doing good? Raise your hands, Dad. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, look for something. There's something new from the Spirit of God coming into your life. Some revelation, some light, something new that's coming in. It's going to help you and Alan. There's something new coming into your life. Hallelujah. Father God, I speak this and prophesy it into her life in the holy, blessed name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I touch my brother, Lord. Oh. Blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, God. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Father God, I take authority over every darkness, Lord, that tries to come into his mind. By the enemy, I bind you, Satan. I bind you, principalities and powers. You will not control this life. I speak the blood of Jesus Christ over his mind, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. I shore his feet with truth, Lord, the peace, Lord, Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm holding up the shield of faith on behalf of him. I'm holding you up, Lord Jesus Christ, over him, the word of God. And I thank you, Lord, that he will take the word. He will take the sword. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for his life, Lord, the freedom that's coming into his mind and throughout his emotions right now in Jesus' name. A clear day. I can see a sunny, clear day for your life in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. God has spoken it. Believe it and receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I touch her right now, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. We receive only God's report. We receive only God's report, God's healing and God's love and God's long-suffering and God's miracle, Lord, miracle-working power, the gift of miracles going into her life in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I touch him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I touch him right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I free things in his mind right now, Lord Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus.
The peace of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help him receive it, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I speak to his pancreas right now, Lord. I bind that diabetes. I curse it at the root, Lord. I curse it at the root. I curse it at the root right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I touch my brother Jay right now, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. A new man, a new man, a new man, a new man. God's done doing miracles on you, on your behalf. God's doing miracles. Hallelujah. New man, yes, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, we love you, Lord, oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, oh, yes, in Jesus' name, oh, the presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Presence of Jesus. Oh. Ooh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord. No more high blood pressure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch my sister right now, Lord. I curse every sickness and disease in her body right now, Lord. I bind you, Satan. You're not going to steal this. You're not going to steal this, Satan. I bind you, Satan. I bind principalities and powers. I thank you right now, Lord, for the healing love of Jesus going into her body. The healing love of Jesus. Every bit of Parkinson's disease. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Arms, legs, every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There was some darkness from the enemy tried to move in on you, but God has blown it out. Just the breath of God has blown that darkness. There's now light. You're going to have some wisdom you never had before because God is willing to give you the wisdom that you need. And there is two or three people that has been not too nice to you, and God is going to bind them. God is going to bind them. God is going to cause them to turn around, and God's going to make your enemies your friends. God's going to make your enemies your friends. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. As I speak this into her life, Lord, things are going to turn around from this moment forward, Lord. Refreshing and peace and the mercies of God and the power of the Holy Spirit into her life. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I touch him right now, Lord, with the healing anointing. And I touch him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch her right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, let the healing anointing flow, Lord. Let the healing anointing flow, Lord. are concerned or worried about something, the word worry comes to me, and God's going to bring you peace. God's going to bring you peace. God's going to bring you favor. Hallelujah. And someone's getting healed in their neck. You've got something wrong with your neck and down through your shoulder. God is healing that right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Plate number 9, the orange. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus.
With our voices we worship you, our Father which art in heaven. Singing praise full of gratitude, we come in worship attitude. Our Father which art in heaven, for the gift of your only Son, we worship you.
Give a lot of clap offering tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. There's somebody who's got ringing in the left ear or ear, and God's going to heal that. There's somebody's got some ringing in your ear. Has anybody got ringing in their ear? Oh, it's yours back there. Oh, 3 or 4 of them. Oh, okay. Wow. See, God's not finished yet. He don't want you answering the telephone. He wants you to answer him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you'll just have faith and believe, it should have left you people because it left mine. I don't know if anybody's got a testimony, if it's left or is it left? Has it left you yet, Carol? Huh? Didn't you say you had ringing in your ear? Ears. Is it ringing now? It's still ringing? Anybody else is gone? Is gone? Gone. Who? Anybody else? It left me. It's going to leave you, Carol. It can't stay there because I said to go.
It can't stay there. Say, Carol, say, ringing. Say, ringing in my ear. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See? If we had more people here, man, we could really go and get some pizza and keep on going. Are you feeling better, Carol? I know you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. We thank you for your gifts, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will help us renew our minds, that we will speak life. We will speak your name, Lord Jesus. We will not listen to bad reports, Lord. Only your report is a good report, Lord Jesus. For we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, Lord. And we're going to have him teach us, Lord, how to receive the promises. Because every one of them is yes. We thank you, Lord, that you're supplying our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We thank you, Lord, that we will not conform this world. We transform by the renewing of our minds so we'll know and prove what the perfect will of God is. We thank you, Lord, for Revelation 1:5. We're washed in the blood, and you're our witness, Lord Jesus Christ. 1:6, we are kings and priests unto you, Father God, through Jesus Christ. You are Alpha and Omega. You are our beginning, our end. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that the testimony of you, Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy. So we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as we speak out your word, Lord, over these people, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that's pressed down, shaken together in Luke 6:38. It's pressed down, shaken together, running over, Lord. And the Spirit of God has come upon us. He's anointed us to preach the gospel, open the blind eyes, and set the oppressed and the captives free. We thank you, Lord. We'll dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we receive the benefits tonight, Lord, of your cross, of your death and burial and resurrection, Lord Jesus Christ. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as we speak by the Holy Spirit, speak in your word. And above all, Lord, we speak the name of Jesus. We speak the name of Jesus. We speak the name of Jesus. We speak it out into Colorado Springs. We speak it over these people's lives here in the name of Jesus. We speak over their aunts and their uncles, Lord. We speak it over their husbands and wives and children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank that name. Thank you for that name, Lord Jesus, that we have the authority as born-again Christians to speak that name and to run Satan right back into hell, Lord, where he belongs. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as we speak the name of Jesus over the schools, Lord, in Jesus' name. We speak the name of Jesus over the government, Lord, the Republicans and Democrats, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak the name of Jesus over churches, the body of Christ, Lord, that they'll be awakened, Lord, and moved by the power of the Holy Spirit to bring glory to you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we're going to see souls, Lord. We're going to see souls come into the kingdom, Lord, because of your love and your miracle-working power in this place. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as we exalt and lift you up and draw attention to you. It's you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you that you allow us to share in your love and your mercy and your grace and your anointing and the gifts of your Holy Spirit, and we thank you for blessing us tonight, Lord. So we just give you praise and honor and glory, and everybody said, amen. Amen.